The deadline to register to vote in most cases is about a month before an election, but new residents can register as few as 8 days beforehand. The only catch? You have to do it in person. I found the King County Department of Elections along Grady Way near 405 in Renton. Voter Services Supervisor Jacob Lodge is behind the counter.
Do you have a Washington State driver's license or state-issued ID?
I don't, but I have proof of address.
No problem. It's just we have two different ways of doing it. If you have a Washington State ID, we...
And as it turns out, I don't need that proof of address. If I had a state ID, they would register me through an online form, but I'm still using my Alaska driver's license, so Lodge hands me a piece of paper instead.
Start at the top and fill out all the information. Put the last four of your social security number, sign at the bottom.
In the first 6 months of this year, more than 26,000 King County residents registered to vote. King County has more than a quarter of the state's registered voters. County Elections Director Cheryl Huff.
It's amazing what the numbers are. We're a huge, you know, jurisdiction, and so it's kind of shocking when we sit down sometimes and look at those numbers.
Huff says the county has worked hard to populate the voter rolls.
We do a lot of outreach, so we are out there talking with people about voter registration, and we attend the naturalization ceremonies so that we can encourage any of those people that are ready to register.
King County offers interpreting services and prints voter information not only in English, but also Chinese and Vietnamese. Back down at the voter registration counter, Jacob Lodge is putting the finishing touches on my paperwork after a stamp.
And that looks good.
And a little computer work. I am official. All told, registering to vote took about 7 minutes. Now comes the slightly harder part, learning about the candidates and the issues. Ed Ronco, KPLU News.